It's 7 minutes past eight and Lisa is back with a second look at It Says in the Papers.
Teacher bombarded student with 1,200 messages a day. That's the headline on the front of the Irish Independent. Yvan Murray reports that a married male teacher who developed a sexual obsession with a 16-year-old student bombarded the boy with 250,000 Snapchat messages over a seven-month period, leading the boy to make several attempts to take his own life. A sentencing hearing at a circuit criminal court in the West heard the harassment only came to light in late April 2021, when the teacher bought the boy a new iPhone worth €470 and had it delivered to his home. His mother became suspicious and brought him to the local Garda station, from where the case was referred to Tuzla. The teacher pleaded guilty, but the judge said he would delay final sentencing until he could establish the risk posed to others by the teacher. Hospitals paid consultants on the double. That's the headline on the front of the Irish Daily Mail. Muirish O'Carroll uses information he got under Freedom of Information legislation to report that two hospitals used money from the National Treatment Purchase Fund to pay doctors on a fee per patient basis, while the doctors were also being paid by the public system. The NTPF funds were supposed to be used for out-of-hours clinics to reduce waiting times, but were instead used during core working hours, the paper reports. It added that both hospitals self-declared the improper use of the funds during a review in May. A row has broken out in Stormont over legislation to register the loss of a baby. The bill on stillbirth and baby loss would allow certificates to be issued to women who've lost babies during pregnancy. Suzanne Breen in the Belfast Telegraph reports that the TUV has been accused of sparking an insensitive culture war by tabling an amendment that would allow the certificates to be extended to women who've had abortions. The Irish Examiner reports on a hit-and-run case in Cork in which a respected consultant psychiatrist was killed. Dr. Martin Lawler was walking home from a Christmas party near Cork Airport in December 2018 when he was hit by a taxi driven by Dennis McSweeney of Pula Duff Road in Cork City. Mr. McSweeney, who was in his early 70s at the time, served a prison sentence and died in November of last year. Dr. Lawler's wife, Dr. Helen Murphy Lawler, took a personal injury suit which has now been settled, with the judge describing it as a very, very sad case. For their top front page headlines, the Irish Daily Star and Irish Daily Mirror take two opposing statements from yesterday's sentencing hearing for Dublin firefighter Terence Crosby. "Think of my wife and kids" is the headline on the Star, quoting Crosby's plea to the judge in a Boston court prior to his sentencing. "He never even said he was sorry," were the words of Crosby's victim, used on the front of the Mirror. Terence Crosby was sentenced to a minimum of 7 years by the court in Boston after he was found guilty of raping a woman during a St. Patrick's Day trip to the US in March of last year. The word banished appears in large capitals on the front of the Mail. It refers to Andrew, brother of King Charles, who's to be stripped of his right to be called prince and dislodged from his royal mansion. The Irish Sun devotes his whole front page to the story, with the headlines "Royal Cast Out in Disgrace" and "The Andrew, formerly known as Prince." It reports that Buckingham Palace has announced the 65-year-old, linked to paedophile Jeffrey Epstein, will now be known as Andrew Mountbatten Windsor. The final humiliation is the verdict in the Sun. For the day that's in it, Emer McLysett in the Irish Times has advice on Halloween costumes. "Maria Steen's handbag will surely be the costume of choice," she writes. "A 70-litre blue bin bag with a crudely printed Hermes logo will do the trick."